welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Go over here to Acts chapter 2. Would you do that for a minute? Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all assembled together in one place. When suddenly, I always like God's suddenlies. If you just take the word suddenly and look at it in the New Testament, you'll find out a number of suddenlies. All right? You can expect a suddenly to happen in your life. I'm expecting a suddenly. My wife and I, for the last month or so, have been saying, this is going to be the best Tuesday night ever. This is going to be the best Sunday morning ever. It's going to be the best. We keep saying that out of our mouth because we know how much power there is in our mouth. All right? You understand the principle. We're going to be preaching somewhere in the future. I think it was Charles Capps' daughter. She wrote a book called Quantum Faith. Ever hear that book? Get that book if you don't have it and read it. It will bump you to a different level. She talks about how words can change the molecular structure of things. They had a plant in somebody's office, and there was an argument. And guess what happened to the plant? Wilted. I'm telling you, this whole thing about faith is a powerful thing. Because what does Hebrews 11:6 say? Without faith, you can't please God. And how does faith come? Everybody say it together. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing, anybody know the next word? And hearing. How many times has your mother or father ever corrected you? Just once in your life? Hearing and hearing, and hearing by the, and the word there is the word rhema. That means something that's been spoken. If you and I will speak this word out of our mouth, our lives would be changed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2. Are we still there? Good. When suddenly there came a sound from heaven, like the rushing of a violent tempest blast, that's what the Amplified says, and it filled the whole house in which they were sitting. Now, what I have next to my little note there, it's not a breeze. How many times have we been in a church service? Let's all lift our hands and praise God and clap our hands. And it lasts about 3.5 seconds. When the Holy Ghost moves in on you, change comes. Say, change comes. Supernatural change comes. Hallelujah, glory to God. And there appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were separated and distributed, and which settled on each one of them. That was the Holy Ghost showing up. Now, guess how this phrase works itself in the Greek. Are you ready for this? Here's what the word means, rushing wind from the Greek. It describes an ear-deafening crash, or the roar of the waves of the sea, especially during a winter storm. That's what happened here Sunday. The Holy Ghost came in and crashed our party. But he can crash your party anytime, any day of the week, if you'll start praising him and lifting his name up. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his saints. You've heard me share the story about my mother-in-law years ago in the Bronx, where they were having a prayer meeting, one of those all-night prayer meetings where they actually prayed, and fire trucks showed up, and firemen broke into the church, and we're looking for the fire. And they said, where's the fire? We see the flames. We don't smell smoke. And inside, nothing was burning. They were having a Holy Ghost prayer meeting. What did they see? The Lord allowed them to see flames. A lady was driving by here one day when we were having church and rushed in and said, get out of the building. It's on fire. The roof's on fire. And she came in and said, where's the fire? I said, we don't know. She said, I was driving by and saw the flames and had to come in to warn everybody to get out. What did she see? She saw the Holy Ghost manifested. Now, there's one of two ways you go here. You either believe it or you don't. When Jesus, how many loaves did he have? 5. Now, listen to me. How many did he feed? There's two stories. One's 4 and one's 5,000. But how many did he feed? Probably 20. Husbands, wives, throw the kids in there. Families traveled together back then. And when he got all done feeding, let's say, 20,000 people, it was still multiplying because it was more left over than what they started with. It was still going on after they fed that many people. Let me try that again. that was still multiplying afterwards because of what he spoke out of his mouth. He looked to heaven. And when he looked to heaven, he just tilted the warehouse of heaven over and got what was necessary. When you and I speak the word of God out of our mouth, there's a multiplication process that goes in and it never stops multiplying. The Bible says we can ask. And what's he going to do if we ask? How many know what the word ask means? Put a demand on something that already exists. So when Jesus said, ask anything in my name according to my will, guess where his will is? What's he going to do? Keep his commandments, follow the word of God, and he's going to do what? He's going to do it. He's going to answer the demand. Does it always work that way? Listen to me. It's the way it works in the Bible. There's a lot of ways things work for a lot of people, but I'm going to stick to the biblical way of doing it. Because you know why? God gets the glory when you do. Hallelujah. What happened here? The Holy Ghost showed up, and how did they know that? Because they saw what? Fire! I have one of those smoke detectors in my basement that talks to you. They're so enjoyable till you have to change the battery. Fire! Fire! And then if you push and goes, carbon monoxide, carbon monoxide. I almost ran out of the place. But when it said fire, it just like, fire. You hear the word fire, what do you want to do? Run, get everybody out that you can, all right? But this fire wasn't getting people out. It was drawing people in. Holy Ghost fire. Let's go a little further. And they were all filled and diffused throughout their souls with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in different foreign languages and tongues as the Spirit had given them clear and loud expression in each tongue in appropriate words. A lot of people have problems with tongues. I don't have a problem with tongues because the Bible just says here, when the Holy Spirit came, what happened? If you read the book of Acts, Peter was kind of relaxing at home and the Holy Ghost came and gave him a vision, told him to go to Cornelius' house. Up till that point, the Holy Ghost was only for the Jew. Cornelius was a Gentile. So he goes there and he was telling about the Holy Ghost. And then the Holy Ghost moved in and said, Peter, I'll take over. And they were all baptized in the Holy Ghost. Can we go a little further? Now there and residing in Jerusalem, devout and God-fearing men from every country under the heaven. And when this sound was heard, the multitude came together, and they were astonished and bewildered because each one heard the apostle speaking in his own particular dialect. When they were beside themselves with amazement, saying, are not all these who are talking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own particular? Now, it doesn't say language. I mean, you know, language can have a whole bunch of dialects to it. All right? To which we were born. So when the Holy Ghost came, can I read the description to you again? It was a ear-deafening crash or roar like of waves in the middle of a winter storm. Now listen to me. Say this out loud to me. When you don't know what to do, do nothing but wait on God. I remember in Bible college, the Holy Ghost would move and it'd get quiet. Then somebody would always have to sing, hallelujah, hallelujah, and the Holy Ghost left. What he wanted was everybody to be quiet so he could speak. But sometimes people are afraid of quiet. Don't be afraid if you're quiet and the Holy Ghost wants to move. That's why I put my head down Sunday. I'm telling you this for your benefit as well as mine. I put my head down. I didn't know what to do. I'm just going to wait. And little by little, the service began to do what? Take a form of its own. Now, these same things can happen in our everyday lives. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know what to say, just wait. Be patient. Maybe the cake's not ready to come out of the oven. Maybe the pizza's not ready to come out of the oven. Pizza's first in cake, all right? If you take it out too soon, what happens? It ain't going to be edible. Do you ever have pizza that wasn't cooked through? You ever go into a pizza place and they pick up the pizza and look in the bottom? Why are they looking in the bottom? Think they lost money? Why are they looking in the bottom? To see if it's done. Don't move unless the Holy Spirit says it's done. Okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, listen to me. How can we praise God? There's a whole bunch of ways in the Bible. First one is with our voices. Let me put it this way to you. Praise is never quiet. When we praise, say when I praise, something comes out of our mouth. You can't praise God quietly. All right, listen to this now. Psalm 66, verse 8. I got a whole bunch loaded up for you. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Everybody just start shouting right now. Would you do that for me? Hallelujah. Now, how many of you can hear that? How many can hear yourself? That's praise. All right? Here's another one for you. Psalm 66, verse 17 says, I cried to him with my mouth, and he was exalted with my tongue. Listen to Psalms 98, 4. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Being a believer is nothing to be quiet about. How many of you raised kids and they were always quiet? It seems the only time they're quiet is when they go to bed the first 5 minutes, then they want a glass of water. They weren't thirsty all day, but now they want water. They want a three-course meal, am I right? Kids are always making what? Noise. We're God's kids. You know what we should always be doing? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for life today. Thank you for my job. Thank you for the ability to go there and work. Let me be the best. Start praising him with your what? Listen, here's the next one now. Acts 16, 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas, why were they in prison? Preaching the gospel. They were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. The next day, they were supposed to be killed, but what do you find them doing at midnight hour? Praising God. And what happened as a result of them praising God and singing unto the Lord? Somebody heard them. Somebody heard them. The prisoners were listening. They didn't know the prisoners were listening, but they were listening. And what happened? They had church in jail. The prisoners got saved. The jailkeeper got saved. And they got out of prison. Praise will break the chains that bind you in the natural. Praise will break off the chains that are holding you up. The Bible says, a sacrifice of praise. When you're not feeling good, things aren't going well, everything seems to be against you, every circumstance, everything is going against you, that's the time to start praising, because the Bible says he inhabits, he lives in our praises. Hallelujah. Here's another way to do it, with shouting. Are you ready? Psalm 47, verse 1 says this, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. So you know what you're going to do right now? Clap your hands. So go ahead, clap your hands and just start shouting unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen, if the Bible says clap your hands, all you people, shout unto God, why is it some churches want everybody to be quiet? I went to a church once where nobody did, and I said, hallelujah, had four ushers around me. They were going to escort me out. I'm just doing what the Bible said. We don't do that here. I don't want to break the rules, but the rules of religion I'll break. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout and clap your hands, all you people. Now, how many of you are in all and you're a people? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. When you wake in the morning, whether it's cloudy or the sun is shining or not, if you got breath in your being, good time to start. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God for life and breath in me this new day. Oh, gotta go to work again. How many more years till I retire? 28. Praise him that you got breath in your being. Praise him you have two hands that work. You can clap and say, thank you, Jesus, for salvation.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.